The following is a talk given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami during the Navadvipa Mandal Parikrama. The talk occurred on March 3, 1995 at Sri Srivasangan.
We're very fortunate. The weather is very cool. Last year, the weather was much hotter. So by Lord Gauranga's mercy, we're in a very cool time. So I was explaining how Jiva Goswami was brought here by Lord Nityananda with Srivas Thakur. And when Srivas Thakur heard how Narada Muni had delivered that king, he became overwhelmed, and he fell unconscious on the ground, feeling separation of Lord Gauranga. When he fell unconscious, then here Lord Nityananda, he also was feeling separation of Gauranga, and he started to roll on the ground here. Sri Jiva Goswami was offering his obeisances. And then all of a sudden Lord Gauranga, he appeared here with all of his associates. Nithai Gaurav is in the name. Hare, 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 hare. Gaurav! Nishanam! Atari Sagasai! Gabai! Srinas! Adigod Haktavinda!
Haktavinda!
All the associates, they appeared from all the different places, and there was a big kirtan here, in this place. Sometime around 9 in the morning this happened. Just around this time, so the second pahar. What is the second pahar, Maharaj?
Each pahar is 3 hours. Second pahar is 6 hours from the sun.
Somewhere between 9 and 12. There was a kirtan, along with Lord Chaitanya and all the associates, going on. And then again the Lord disappeared, and they were feeling some very great separation. Nityananda, Shivas, Shiva Goswami were rolling here on the ground. This dust is filled with the lotus foot dust of Gauranga, Nityananda, and all the panchatattva and all the devotees. You can take some of the dust on your head. In fact, even Prabodhananda Saraswati, he composed a song saying that he wants to cover his body with the dust of the holy land of Godrum because it is so sacred. So we're in a very transcendental place. Unfortunately, we may not have the vision to see that. We may be seeing only the external things. But if we go on hearing and chanting, following the process that Srila Prabhupada gave us, as we have been rightly advised by Jai Dvaita Maharaj, then in this way, naturally, our heart will become purified, and by the causeless mercy of the Lord, we can see the transcendental swarup, the form of the sacred Dham, Navadvip Dham. Navadvip Dham ki! Navadvip Parikrama ki! Srila Prabhupada ki! Nithai Gaur Siddharatha Varande!
Here, the program, we want to try to
cover as much of the distances as possible, all in the early morning, so that then we can reach the final destination by 11 or 12, and then the kirtan can go on there for 2 hours or as long as you like, no limit. Of course, here nobody can stop the kirtan because this is the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan began. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai!
Sriram Sankirtan Mahajagya ki
jai!
Here it's natural the devotees will spontaneously chant this Shiva Prabhu who is Narada Muni in previous that time. He came here before Lord Chaitanya as well as Advaita Gosai, whose house is just here about 50 meters to the north, as well as the house of Gadadhar Prabhu, which is again 20 meters over. Srivas, he is a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, and he was worshipping, and he knew that Advaita Gosai had prayed for the advent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in the beginning, they just know that Nimai Pandit was the great Pandit. So Srivas used to go to him and say, why are you just wasting your time in all this Sanskrit mundane scholarship? You should take shelter, you should engage in pure Krishna bhakti. That is the only perfection in life. The Lord Chaitanya would touch the feet of Shivas and said, bless me, when I find a bona fide spiritual master, then I'll take up bhakti. So already Lord Chaitanya gave a hint that after he takes initiation, he is going to start the Sankirtan movement. But in his childhood, he was engaging in playful passivities as a brahmana. When the Sankirtan movement started, at that time the people were not favorable. Nobody was chanting the names of Krishna out loud. People were obstructing. It was very difficult. Even when Lord Chaitanya would chant, people would complain. One day they went to Sachi Mata and said, what is wrong with your son? He's got some disease. His ears are disturbed in the body. He's shouting loudly, Krishna!
Krishna!
Govinda!
Govinda!
And in this way, he's sometimes falling in the ground, fainting, and his hairs are standing on end as though something is wrong with him. Then one neighbor said, yes, you should give him some dab water, some tender coconut, cool him down. Another said, it's not good enough, you need something more powerful. Put Vishnu oil on his head to make his brain cool. It's getting too disturbed. Another neighbor said, no, what is the use of all that? You have to tie him up with ropes. Keep him in the house. Until he gets cooled down, there's no hope. And Mother Sachi wouldn't listen to anyone. So then Lord Chaitanya came here, Nimai came here to see Srivas. He said, my dear Srivas, you're a very great Pandit, can I ask you something? He said, yes, yes. You're a devotee, so I'm asking you, no one else can tell me. People are saying that I have a disease. Is it true that I'm diseased? Srivas, what is this disease? No, because they say, you see that I'm laughing and I'm crying and whenever I chant Hare Krishna, there's so many things happening. So they say I've got some displaced air disease. Is this true that I have a disease? Then Shiva said, yes, it is true. And Lord Chaitanya felt very sad. He said, what? He said, yes, it is true you have a disease. And I also want that disease. You have the disease of madness and love for Lord Krishna. You have Krishna prema. That is the greatest blessing. Shravini, the Lord Gauranga, shall believe. And Shiva said, yes, even Brahma and Shiva, they are hankering for that disease. What will the common people understand about your symptoms? So they cannot understand, so you come here and chant here in this place, in my garden, I have a garden here. You can come here and quietly you can chant, and no one will you can chant here, no one will disturb. I'll close the door. No one except the devotees will be invited. So then Nimai, he accepted that invitation, and they came, and every night they were chanting the whole night. All the Vaishnavas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here in Shiva's Angad. There are many pastimes that happened here. Here for 21 hours there was the Aarti, the Mahaprakash Aarti. You're seeing there in the center the deity of Lord Chaitanya seated. That is while the Aarti is being performed. There you can see Nityananda is carrying the chatra, the umbrella. Different devotees are doing their different sevas. Advaita Gosai is worshipping for 21 hours. Lord Gauranga and all the devotees, so many pastimes happening, Murari Gupta, all the devotees, swarups were revealed to them during that Aarti ceremony. Here in the Shiva's Angan, there are so many pastimes. Here the mother-in-law of Lord Shiva was discovered hiding under a basket. One day that Lord Chaitanya came and was chanting and he said, I don't feel any ecstasy. Who is responsible? Are you responsible? Are you? Is it you? Everyone was looking at themselves, feeling I'm the one at fault. And then Shivas went, looked around, couldn't find any reason. So again they did kirtan. Again Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan, they're not feeling ecstasy. Who is responsible? Everyone was thinking, what aparad did I do? What did I do wrong today? And this way, they're all introspective. But then, Lord Chaitanya, there must be some outside non-devotee watching here, disturbing that ecstasy. Although we may feel ecstasy in our heart, we should not expose that before the non-devotees who will misunderstand. So, then Shiva looked around there, he saw one basket there in front of his house, upside down. He lifted up the basket, and there underneath he found his mother-in-law. But he didn't treat her like he knew, even knew her. So, who are you? What are you doing here? Grabbed her by the hair, dragged her out, threw her outside the door. Then Lord Gauranga said, who is that? I don't know that. Did someone disturb your kirtan? I don't know. So now, who was that? Wasn't that your mother-in-law? I don't know that person. I mean, just see, Srivas, how wonderful devotee. For the pleasure of the Lord, he's even neglecting his mother-in-law and treating her in such a way. Here during the kirtan, Srivas Thakur's son also was brought back to life. Like that, so many pastimes happen here. But we like to ask the Pramukhya Maharaj, His Holiness, the Pramukhya Maharaj, give us some philosophy. And we want to move on so we don't disturb their Eid ceremony and we can go on to the next temple, which is further away from all the masjids.